Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hollywood Undressed. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
The $150,000 stunner actress Lupita Nyong'o wore to this year's Academy Awards has been reported stolen. Deputies responded to a West Hollywood hotel late Wednesday after the custom Calvin Klein collection gown by Francisco Costa was reported missing from the actress's hotel room. Sheriff's officials said Nyong'o was present when deputies took the initial report, but wasn't in her room when the elaborate gown was allegedly taken. Nyong'o won an Oscar last year for a role in 12 Years a Slave and was a presenter at Sunday's ceremony. The custom ivory dress was adorned with 6,000 pearls of various sizes.
In 2015, Lupita Nyong'o wasn't up for an Oscar. She had won Best Supporting Actress the year earlier for 12 Years a Slave. She was there to announce, bask in her post-Oscar-winning glory, look great, hobnob with other celebrities like you do at the Academy Awards. So, of course, you know, coming off of her win, going there the second year in a row. So, of course, she wanted a dress that would really wow. Nyong'o wore a long Calvin Klein white dress made entirely of pearls. It is gorgeous. You can look up pictures online. It's a long floor-length gown. There's kind of a low back with kind of like a razor back almost, I would say. And there's a plunging neckline. It's very dramatic. It looks amazing on her. It was made for her and it got a ton of attention. Again, this is not something that is new to the world of Oscar fashion. You hear about all these dresses that are made specifically for the celebrity. You know, they have a collaborative part of it. You know, it feels very dramatic, maybe old Hollywood or something like that, whatever. This dress, though, got even more attention than anyone thought. It was made of 6,000 genuine white Akoya pearls affixed to silk lamé. The pearls alone were valued at over $150,000. Nyong'o even collaborated on the design of the gown. It was so much fun to create this dress, she said on the red carpet. We talked about it being fluid and liquid. I wanted it to be an homage to the sea. Again, something you probably hear on a red carpet about a self-designed Oscar dress. Francisco Costa, the creative director of women's wear at Calvin Klein, had also made a custom gown for Miss Nyong'o to wear to the 2014 Critics' Choice Awards. He spoke to Vogue magazine about the dress, saying, "From the onset, I wanted the dress to be graphic yet warm and luxurious," describing a vision that led him to experiment with different sizes and types of pearls. "We looked at a variety of different pearls, South Sea, iridescent and natural, and decided that natural pearls looked the most beautiful." The LA Times said, "How can you not be impressed by the workmanship on this pearlapalooza?" Yes, they used the term pearlapalooza. And apparently, people were. And that's where we're going to take a little break.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Are you into ghosts, aliens, or murder? It's okay if you do, because we love terrible things too.
It's why we started our podcast, A Little Bit Grim.
We talk about the paranormal,
true crime,
folklore,
cults,
conspiracies,
some disasters,
and every other heinous thing that could possibly happen to a person.
It's a little bit spooky.
It's a little bit funny.
And it's a little bit grim.
And you can find us wherever you like to stream your podcasts.
And find us on your favorite social media platforms.
We'll see you there. Goodbye!
So, everyone is in awe of this dress. The Academy Awards happen. It's fun. She looks amazing. Press, whatever. 2 days after, Nyong'o opens the door to her hotel room. She's on her way somewhere. She's late. She's staying at the London West Hollywood Hotel. Sometime between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., she leaves. And the dress is stolen. And everybody freaks out again for very different reasons. Representatives for the London Hotel said this is a terribly unfortunate situation and we are working with law enforcement on their investigation. Great. Thank you, hotel. In a separate statement to Women's Wear Daily, Miss Nyong'o called the gown a timeless and priceless piece of art and Mr. Costa said he was looking forward to its return so that Calvin Klein could have it restored and archived, as it now represents an important moment for the brand. So again, still totally up their own ass about this dress, wanting it to be returned, an outcry from the house of Calvin Klein. So suddenly, mere days after that, some of the pearls were discovered being sold in the LA jewelry district as fakes. It seemed when the thief removed a few of the pearls and tried to sell them in the district, they were told the truth and turned away, kind of laughed out. They were told that the pearls were fake and completely worthless. After all of the hype, this whole dress worth $150,000, all of this lavish description was a complete lie. 2 days after that, TMZ got an anonymous tip explaining everything. The person confessed to having stolen the dress, that he had plucked off two pearls and taken them to the LA garment district where they were told that they were not real. The caller was telling TMZ all of this, he said, because he wanted the world to know that Hollywood was fake. Back at the hotel, authorities found a crumpled fake pearl dress, Nyong'o's dress, in a black plastic garbage bag under a sink.
At first, I thought, would this be something Calvin Klein would do for publicity? Mm. And I watched the Netflix series Halston, and I'm like, I don't like Calvin Klein anymore.
Oh, what did they say in that?
Halston did not like Calvin Klein.
Okay.
So I used to work for Calvin Klein at one point in my life.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I've had a strange...
Your life is unraveling, unfolding.
I have a strange khaki past. And I also sometimes wonder is like, I wonder if, as I was hearing this, I'm always looking for like, what's going on? Like, what's really happening?
Yeah.
So first I think, is this a setup? Because I was like, people can steal things. They make things happen. I see it happen in TV shows all the time. But I also think like, something so high profile with the high profile person, high profile item, how does it get away?
Yeah.
And then I also wonder is if somebody did steal the dress, whether they did or didn't, could say, hey, listen, I took a piece of this and I tried to sell it and they said it was fake. That could be false in theory. Could be, you know, just to make that, you know, that kind of like a troll job, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, hey, Hollywood's fake. This is fake. Smear the good name of Calvin Klein. Maybe Halston from the Beyond the Grave did it. I don't know. but then the dress was just found to be
Totally fake, which is for me. And I want to update too. Like, there's a little bit more that if you care to know, they were like, "Do you want us to pursue?" The LAPD was like, "Do you want me to pursue this tip for you guys, like to Calvin Klein?" And they were like, "No, nobody pursued the lead. Nobody pressed charges. No legal action was taken on this," which is also like a little, maybe a little bit more information when you're thinking about who might have done this. What is the impetus to do this? But also it's like fucking embarrassing. Like, it's weird because my brain didn't go to them staging it. My brain went to maybe someone in the hotel seeing an opportunity, going in, seeing something, taking it, being like, holy shit, this is this Oscar dress, trying to get some money off of it, and then being like, oh. But for me, it's like people – I don't want to begrudge anyone who loves Oscar fashion, who loves celebrity fashion. It's very interesting. It's a weird world. Like, there's certainly a lot to talk about there. But when people are so self-involved to talk about this, especially, you know, when so much – this sounds a little like alarmist too, when so much is happening in the world, you know, it's true. The Oscar kind of experience is very myopic and it is what it is. But I love when people talk things up and they turn out to be nothing, you know? And I hope that this was kind of a humbling moment for maybe the people involved. That's what I hope.
So the value of the dress is really in name and appearance only. Because I wouldn't be able to look at it. I guess they would probably be like, does this look like it's, you know, from Joanne's Fabrics, fake pearls from Joanne's Fabrics, or do they look like real pearls?
Yeah.
Who's going to, you know, somebody going to, you know, they have those, I guess, those machines that can test like a quality of a diamond.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if somebody's going to run up to her and zap her with that to see if these pearls are real. Probably not. That is really embarrassing. I'm sure when it got stolen, they were like, oh, no, not that one.
Yeah.
They probably would rather it steal something that's actually more valuable. Because that's probably terrible publicity for them that they stole something that was, I mean, it's probably fake, worth something, yeah. But it probably, as far as raw materials, might be, you know, worth
pretty worthless
$50 and, you know, instead of having all those pearls. I also saw the movie Cruella. So I consider myself somewhat of an expert.
Oh, gotcha. That's right. You've implanted in my head that maybe this is a whole publicity stunt and that they did it and it's not really about the dress. But I also think about the value. I mean, this dress, it has value with even the fake pearls because this Oscar winner won it and wore it on the red carpet. So it's going to be worth something.
It's been seen on, you know, various news and, you know, becomes a famous dress no matter what it costs. The dress is famous because of its, you know, it's been seen and you know, worn by somebody famous and celebrated and such.
So it's more than the sum of its parts, but its parts are plastic pieces of shit.
Oh.
Huh.